Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Really was just a lost fumble. I mean, that was just
tough call for Cam Ward there, who looked good for a minute. And then that was it. Then he kind of turned back into a pumpkin, and he's terrible. That team's terrible.
Are you concerned about the slow starts? I mean, we reference it very quickly off the top.
A little bit.
Vrabel's hung up on it, and
it's consistent.
It's for the most part, it's happened more weeks than it hasn't, where these teams just come down and gouge them for like a drive or two. And I guess you got to give them credit for adjusting. The Saints did this last week. They gave up 3 second-half points. The Titans did this yesterday. They gave up 0 second-half points. So I guess you got to give them credit for adjusting and, you know, nipping things in the bud. But the way they've started these games and the fact that Vrabel harped on it so much, both post-game and, again, with Greg this morning, and I'm sure he'll do it again at 11:30 when he talks to the media a half hour from now. The fact that he seems hung up on it is interesting to me because I think now – he realizes, hey, we are going to have a real chance against the Tampa Bays of the world.
Pretty good. Yeah.
We're going to have a real chance against Baltimore later in the year. I know they're off to a bad start. I bet they'll look different later on in the year than they're playing now, especially coming off a bye. Never mind the Bills a second time, et cetera, et cetera. We have a real chance against these teams. We can't bury ourselves early in these games. I think that's a reflection of expectations raising. And also, guys, it's October now.
Right.
And this is still an issue.
Yeah, and, you know, the positive would be, like you said, they've been able to make adjustments and they've been a lot better after that. And there's some of the game, even the two losses that they had, slow start offensively and defensively. You know, even the Carolina game, as much as that turned into a blowout, the biggest blowout of the season, that wasn't a great start defensively for them. So
no, that drive was shocking.
I was like,
when they came down the field in that Carolina game, that game was shocking.
Cam Ward or Bryce Young's touchdown drive. Both were surprising.
Yeah.
82.
Bryce Young started the game with one, right?
Bryce Young started the game with one,
Tennessee went field goal touchdown. But
Joey Sly.
Yeah.
Sly guy.
Yeah, it was a Sly revenge game until he kicked it out.
He's jacked.
Yeah.
He's smashing balls. I think it's a bit of a concern because it is seven games in, and it's something that clearly has been a point of emphasis, and yet it hasn't entirely gotten turned around. And when you do play better teams, that might be the difference. That might be it. You know, you might not be able to play catch up against Tampa Bay, or you know, you get into the playoffs and you're talking about whoever you match up with wild card round, or if you want to go, you know, big time like the divisional round, and you find yourself down a quick 10-0 before you get adjusted. That might be it. You know, you might not be able to come back in that case. So it's something that he's aware of and is trying to get fixed. And, you know, that's something they can work on for the next, 10 games of the season.
Yeah. So, look, the defense buttoned it down in the second half. You would hope they start doing this against some of the upcoming opponents. Atlanta looked terrible last night. I don't know how much of that game you watched.
Yeah, I watched some.
For as good as they looked against Buffalo, they looked horrendously bad. Penix looked horrendously bad last night.
Yeah.
So that's in 2 weeks. It's the Browns this week. I don't know how much they're going to get tested in either of those two
games. Good defense, though, the Browns. And really good defense.
Look, the Falcons defensively played well last night, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they couldn't stop McCaffrey, but who can? So, yeah.
McCaffrey.
It's a couple of good defenses coming up, leading up, and home games, leading up to that Bucs game, which will be the real test when we really see, all right, is, as we discussed earlier, the championship window open, and are they true contenders? That is going to be the real measuring stick game, assuming they don't trip up these next couple of weeks. Our buddy Mark in Medford's waiting patiently. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good morning.
It's going great.
So given that you're in the same conference as Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen, can you argue that right now, this season, that Drake May and Bo Nix are the best quarterbacks in the AFC right now?
Bo Nix.
I mean, I like Bo Nix, but no, Patrick Mahomes is still the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah. Right, but Bo Nix, they put up 33 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they put up zero for the first three.
And they played the Giants.
Yeah, but where it counts, guys, right? Is that what we say all the time, when it counts?
Yeah, I mean,
you got me talking bad about my guy. I love Bo Nix, but he's not up there.
Nix has led to that comeback. You'll hear more about it coming up and what happened. But Nix has led two huge fourth quarter comebacks this year.
Like, oh, yeah, no, I think he's a gamer. He's got moxie, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
I like him. He is.
Good cliche. Three games under 200 yards passing for Bo Nix this year.
He's scrappy. He gets his uniform dirty.
Honestly, the way they played through seven games, it's an insult to compare Drake May to Bo Nix.
Love Bo Nix.
The way
the two of them
possibly be 0-7.
Yeah, I mean.
Right, but they're not.
Coming into the year,
yeah.
I thought it was even fair to say Nix has done more. If you want to say Nix is better than May, that's fine.
As a starter from day one.
But that flipped pretty quick this year. That's insulting. Mahomes has had a great year.
Mahomes and like Josh Allen and Drake May beat him head-to-head. So if you want to take Drake May's first seven games over Josh Allen, I'm not going to slug you in the gut. But if you're just like the best quarterbacks in the league still would be Mahomes and Allen. And then Lamar when he comes back. Burrow's out for the year, so just cross him off. But, like, when Lamar was playing, we haven't seen him in a couple weeks. Like, fantastic. His first four games, he was awesome. So, I think that's still the list. But Drake May's on that list. Drake May and, like, Baker Mayfield. Like, if you're talking about, I don't know if Mark was talking about just AFC. Maybe he was. Okay, so just AFC. Yeah, he's one of the four best quarterbacks in the AFC. I think it's Mahomes. I mean, depending on how you feel about Lamar, because he's only played four games out of 7 weeks.
I think if you're asking just how they played this year, he might be the best quarterback in the AFC just on how they played. But now I got to pick like who I'd actually take on a Sunday to go win a game. Yeah, he might be fourth.
Yeah.
You know, ahead of Herbert.
I think he's jumped over Herbert. You know, Indiana Jones has had a good year, but I'd take Drake May over him.
Too.
I'd take him over Bo Nix right now. Aaron Rodgers. Like Aaron Rodgers is surprisingly good, but I would take May over Rodgers right now. Going back to that matchup head-to-head, I thought, hey, maybe Aaron Rodgers back in week three might be the better quarterback. But since then, Drake May's only had good games.
I'd take Bo Nix over that fraud Drake May 10 times over.
Stop it.
May hasn't played anyone yet. Now, look,
about the Buffalo Bills, were the best team in football at the time when they played them?
If you take Nix, that's fine. Agree to disagree.
Nix barely beat the Giants.
To say they haven't played anyone is just dumb.
That is real dumb.
So, like, that doesn't make any sense. If you want to take Nix, go ahead. Take Nix.
The Broncos have only played the Colts as their one good team.
No,
that's not true.
They played the Bengals with no Burrow.
They beat Philly.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I think that was the other comeback, right? That was the other.
Beat Philly 21-17 back a couple weeks ago.
No, they scored like 14 unanswered. This finished the game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was their other fourth quarter comeback. It was against Philly. So look, I'm not saying.
And they lost to two good teams. They lost to the Colts and the Chargers.
I'm not saying that Nix has beat nobody. But to say
the
Patriots.
Chargers good?
But they're better than like the.
No.
But they're better than the Jets and the Dolphins and some of those teams.
But I thought
the Panthers and the Titans.
I thought the Chargers at the beginning of the year looked like one of the best teams in football. Started great. No. They've had a rough go these last few games.
No, if you want to tell me May greater than Justin Herbert, like let's start there. Like, okay. Right now, especially if we're living in this season and recency bias and everything else, he's playing better than Herbert.
Yeah. 617-779-7937. We mentioned the accuracy record for Drake May. 21 out of 23 yesterday.
Oh, my God.
16 straight completions. That is a Patriots franchise record, higher than Brady against Jacksonville in 2009. Minimum 20 attempts. And it's crazy. Like, every single week, Curtis asked Rabel about this morning. Every single week, there's like a new Brady stat that
it's
May is
silly.
Matching or surpassing. It's wild.
Because you could kind of, you're like, oh, well, there's a lot of stats, right? You're like, oh, they cherry pick certain stats. So you hear one and you're like, okay. Like he's on a list with Brady, Manning, Aaron Rodgers. You're like, okay. And then like another week, something else happens where he's on a list or passing Brady. And you're like, all right, now we're getting into like a very strange territory here because I don't even think it's fair to compare anybody to Brady because like Brady set the bar so high. So you're like, you could be a great Hall of Fame quarterback and still not even sniff Tom Brady,
correct,
right? And now you're already in your second year, not even halfway through your second year. You have numbers in some cases better than his.
And by the way, it wouldn't have surprised me if Mac Jones, in his rookie year, had like a wildly accurate game that beat Brady's record. But do you remember how Mac used to throw?
Yeah, sideways.
Watch him last night, yeah. Even on Sunday Night Football.
No, Drake short May's throwing the ball downfield.
Short throw, check down, short throw. Like, it's all Mac Jones did. Some of these, the booty touchdown. I think he has, entering the late games yesterday, so maybe this changed.
Yeah.
He was the only quarterback in the NFL with two touchdown throws that traveled 50 yards in the air this year. Okay, so that one, air yards, that was 50-plus yards, yeah. To Kayshon Booty. The Diggs throw, the Mac Hollins throw. Yeah. Mac may not have done those his whole NFL career. He hasn't done throws like that.
No, because they can.
May was doing that left and right yesterday and setting a completion percentage
third
record.
Third in yards per attempt.
Surpassing Tom Brady. So these were not running back checkdowns, weird game play. Like, no, he was slinging it yesterday.
He was slinging it.
And he set the record.
And even pre-Randy Moss, a lot of Tom Brady's completions were pretty short.
Yeah.
And, you know, what, they were very effective. I'm not ripping him for it. But, yeah, that is a difference. That is one of the most misleading stats. Like, if you don't have a chance to watch all the games, you just look at completion percentage. Like, these quarterbacks are the most accurate. It's like, well, not necessarily. I think Bo Nix, speaking of my guy, in college, completed 105% of his passes because all they did was throw to, like, wide-open guys at the line of scrimmage.
So this is good. So May is number two in pure completion percentage.
Yeah, yeah.
75.2. Do you know the one quarterback who's ahead of him? And it illustrates perfectly what you're talking about.
Is it Goff?
It's Goff.
Yeah.
Goff is at 76%, 75.9.
Yeah.
And the way Goff throws versus the way May, tight windows, deep throws, pushing the ball downfield. I'm not saying Goff never does it.
No, he every once in a while will, but it's a lot of, like, close stuff, and it's a lot of, like, I don't know. It's well schemed. Like, I mean, good for him and, like, good for that offense. And they seem to be able to pick up right at where Ben Johnson kind of left off. And they still are really good. But, yeah, Drake May's doing it with a little bit more of a.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
A degree of difficulty.
So it makes the accuracy record in Patriots history, not just who he passed, but how he did it with the types of throws yesterday, even more impressive. Drake May was asked about it after the game.
This is a good answer.
I also thought this was very impressive.
Yeah, I left some out there that I ended up running that I could have thrown. I think I tucked it a couple times when I shouldn't have, and I think I need to get the backside of the progression more. But, yeah, I think I'm trying to be careful with the football and trying to challenge it down the field and not just be a check down Charlie. So just trying to throw it to the guys that's open, and they're making great plays.
Ouch, Mac. Mac has a family, Drake. Calling him a check down Charlie like that. My goodness. So, yeah, no, I thought that was the perfect way to say it. And when he couples in, well, maybe I tucked and ran too many because he only had two incompletions.
Right, but there were more pass plays called than 23.
Yeah. Thank you. And so when he lumps it all together, I maybe understand his answer a little bit more. But even so, selfless answer. He threw high to Kyle Williams on that one throw. That was a bad throw.
Yeah, it was.
The other one was an incompletion to Hunter Henry later on in the second half. He completed 16 straight between that. I'm trying to even picture the Hunter Henry incompletion, but that was the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, I think somebody got lit up on the blitz.
Oh, it might have been that.
Oh, right in the back.
So I like... That's an answer where he is being a leader, taking the high road, putting stuff on him, even though he played brilliantly yesterday. He was constantly putting it on his teammates yesterday. And I think, yeah, that shows some growth, and it shows that hopefully he's going to look to continue to improve and clean up what minor issues he had yesterday, because they were very minor.
Well, it's funny because when he first was answering that question, he's like, I left a couple plays there or whatever. I was like, you had two incomplete passes.
Right.
Like, you're trying to be 100%, but that's not what he meant. It made more sense with the running plays.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, I could have maybe found more guys downfield instead of running with it. But with the exception of him hitting his head on the turf, which we talked about last hour, he ran very effectively, too. Like, I mean, he ran 8 times for 62 yards. Like, that's pretty good, big part of his game. So obviously he just needs to stay safe. But yeah, that was another one. And how many consecutive games is it now? Is it 5 straight with a QB rating over 100?
Yeah, it's going back to the Pittsburgh game. Yeah.
And it's not like
Or is it 6 straight?
No.
Against Miami.
Oh, it is 6 straight then.
Yeah.
So only week one it wasn't. And it wasn't like it was 101 yesterday.
5 or 6. Yeah.
135.9.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, it's outrageous. And this is another one where I think if you listen to Keys to the Game this past Friday, he's like one away, I think, from tying Tom Brady's record. Like another Tom Brady stat is going to come up this week. If he has 100 QB rating, which will actually be tough because Cleveland does have a good defense. But if he does it.
These next 2 weeks, Atlanta has a good defense too. So these next 2 weeks, he might play very well and not have 100 QB rating.
Right. But if he does, he's right on the same neighborhood as Tom Brady once again.
Mike Vrabel was asked about Drake May after the game, and he made it clear it's not easy for a quarterback to play here for himself and Josh McDaniels in New England, but he's been impressed with Drake May.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of demand there from Josh and myself, and I think he's responded to that as far as the leadership that he's had to show this offense. And kept talking about it. He wants to earn it. Well, I mean, I've told him that he's earned it. And I think he doesn't like something in practice, then he gets it fixed. And if he wants a better Friday practice, then he talks about it before we go out there on Friday. And, I think those guys respond to him and the things that he says and the way that he, operates.
I mean, that's great stuff. I mean, it's early in his career. He's still very young. And, we even heard like Hunter Henry talking about it. We talked to Mike Onwenu about it. Like when he came in, I think it's tough to be like a leader day one. There are stories. Every once in a while, there are guys that are that. But you're new to the NFL. You're new to all these teammates. You're way younger than all these guys. It can kind of be off-putting. Like if you show up, you're like, I'm the leader. Look at me.
Right.
You're like, all right, bud. Like maybe play a game first. Maybe win the job first. And so they put him in a bad spot,
and
I think.
He literally had one real win in his NFL career, right, even coming into this year.
Yeah.
It was still hard for him to come in and, I think, boss people around at the beginning of this year.
Yeah. But I also think, and not to just, go through the Mayo, Wolf, all that stuff from a year ago, but He clearly was the best quarterback, and I think you're doing your guy a disservice. It's one thing to do the Patrick Mahomes treatment and be like, we have Alex Smith, we're going to wait a year. Or like, we have Drew Bledsoe, so we're not even considering Tom Brady yet. They're like, we'll see. So like, Bo Nix and Caleb Williams started right off the rip. Jaden Daniels, they all started right off the rip. 2 or 3 of those guys made the playoffs. Drake May doesn't. You got to watch Jacoby Brissett for 5 weeks. So what can Drake May's going to be like the leader, but then Jacoby Brissett's named captain. So he's also the leader. Weird spot. Then Drake May takes over. We're hearing about maybe, Jacoby Brissett wasn't the best teammate and all that stuff. So at least this year, like, you start clean. Might have been also a reason why they did get rid of Joe Milton. Not that he was going to beat him out for the job, but just, like, get rid of that distraction. Get rid of that any kind of, like, talk in the locker room. And we're just going to stick with this guy. They laid it out for him. You have a very clear backup in Josh Dobbs. There was no chance of him ever taking over the starting role.
Yeah, or thinking he was going to start over Drake May.
But it's not just like how many snaps you get. It's, all right, whose team is it? Whose offense is it? It's very clearly Drake May's. And I don't know, I think all the guys say, like Hunter Henry told us, like you could see him throw and run. Like we all could see that part of it. But I think his leadership is what's really gone to the next level.
Well, and Nate Burleson was on CBS post game yesterday or in between games or whatever it was. And he was talking about some of that. There's a difference between being a thrower and being a quarterback.
Yeah.
Curran's talked about that as well. And some of that seems to be coming to him. Some more examples of his leadership. I thought it was interesting reading Mike Reese. And if you saw his social media this weekend, you would have seen some of this too. He says, May's week, recapping the weekend for Drake May. 1 week after Diggs had his personal chef. I don't know if we talked about this on the air.
Yeah.
But Stephon Diggs had his personal chef cook for the O-line last week, at Garrett Bradbury's house as part of the weekly offensive line dinner. So quarterback Drake May this week hosted his blockers on Thursday with a hibachi chef. So he had a nice hibachi.
Oh, they had hibachi?
Over at the May House.
So what do? Do you just like redo the kitchen in there? Because hibachi, you need a certain type of equipment.
You do it in the yard?
Yeah, I wouldn't want that in the house. That's a lot of cleanup.
Spraying sake all over the place.
Tossing stuff all over the floor.
Maybe you do that out in the yard.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Rookie guard Jared Wilson. Not a great game for him this
weekend. No, this might have backfired.
Or Will Campbell.
No.
Yeah, maybe they were a little weighed down by the hibachi.
Maybe
these guys need to take it easy on the hibachi because neither one played well yesterday. Rookie guard Jared Wilson said the dessert was baked by May's wife, Ann Michael.
Okay.
Who?
From Arrested Development?
Yeah.
Was that
her? The dessert was devoured so quickly that it was the favorite among the group. He described it as an oatmeal apple cinnamon crisp. Maybe that was the problem.
Oatmeal apple cinnamon crisp.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Sounds very
good. I'll
try it. So Drake May showing leadership there, stepping up on the heels of Steph Diggs.
So Jared Wilson has an oatmeal raisin cinnamon crisp and then has his worst game of the season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Meanwhile, May was at the CM Zavarian game.
I saw that.
Getting MVP chance.
Great.
And I heard Vrabel talking about this morning. Vrabel's like, oh, yeah, he wasn't the only player
there.
Yeah,
a bunch of players were there.
He's just the one that got the police escort. But I don't know. I thought it was a good weekend.
How cool is that, by the way?
On the field for May, but also leadership, having the O-line over. His wife is cooking dessert, and he's showing up to local high school games. Like, I don't know. That is a cool weekend.
It's almost too good to be true.
Yes.
And it feels like too good to be true after watching the Patriots the last couple years with Belichick, last year with Mayo, and then now this team to be playing this well. It's laid out in front of him with this easy schedule. Drake May's playing like an MVP candidate. Mike Vrabel is the favorite to be coach of the year. Steph Diggs is fitting in like a brand new shoe. Like, I don't know what to even complain about with the team. It's like in a weird spot. Yeah.
No, and trust me. Like,
you tried.
We definitely try. And no, it's almost too good to be true the way it's going.
Yeah. No, but what I was going to say, it's cool that Drake May was there, but how cool is it if you played in that game as a high school kid and you're like, Drake May was watching and like a bunch of Patriots were watching?
Drake May and a bunch of Patriots showed up. Missoula was there. I think Missoula's kid.
I think that's right.
Plays for Xavier, like, if I'm not mistaken.
Pretty cool.
You know, I'm sure he was barking at people. He probably wanted to play.
Who knows?
Probably wanted to go out there and play against a bunch of high schoolers.
He's yelling about two-on-ones.
Would be my guess. 617-779.
He took on the Pop Warner team at halftime. Stiff-arming kids in the turf. Like, oh, that's cool, Joe. Thanks.
The young kids came out and played at halftime. Missoula just, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He's not playing against these guys.
Bobby Boucher'd him. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on a Patriots Monday on Jones and Keith. Will take you back through what happened in Week 7 of the NFL. What happened right after Trending with Billy Laney?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The Patriots are now winners of 4 in a row after yesterday's 31-13 win over the Titans in Tennessee. Drake May finished the game 21 of 23 for 222 yards, 2 passing touchdowns, and 62 rushing yards. May's completion percentage of 91.3 is a new Patriots franchise record for the highest single-game completion percentage. Up next, the Pats return home to host the Browns on Sunday. The Browns are now 2-5 after yesterday's 31-6 win over the Dolphins. Tonight's a Monday Night Football doubleheader. First up, the Lions host the Buccaneers. You can catch the call of the game right here on 93.7. Coverage begins at 6 o'clock with kickoff at 7 o'clock. And at 10 o'clock, the Texans are in Seattle to play the Seahawks. Bruins have now dropped 4 in a row after falling 3-2 to the Mammoth in Utah. David Pastrnak scored both Bruins goals in the loss, and Jonas Kopitar gave up all 3 goals on 27 shots. Bruins return to the TD Garden tomorrow night to host Brad Marchand and the Panthers. Puck drop is at 7:30. Last night in the ALCS, the Blue Jays evened their series with the Seattle Mariners at 3 games apiece after a 6-2 win in Toronto. Game 7 is tonight. First pitch is at 8:08. The winner of this series will move on to play the Dodgers in the World Series beginning on Friday night. And the Celtics will begin their regular season schedule on Wednesday night at home against the 76ers. At the 99 Restaurant, $14.99 Big Deal Meals start the week off right. Satisfy big appetites every Monday through Wednesday. Try the new grilled teriyaki chicken for flavor that's always kicking. For big deal meals and a great time, you gotta love the nines. I'm Billy Laney. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.